The Vatican announced on Monday that Pope Benedict has sent $200,000 of aid money to help victims of last week's devastating earthquake in southern Peru. Over 500 people are known to have died in towns and villages around the port city of Pisco, while many more are still missing or injured, and tens of thousands have been made homeless by this disaster. The money will be sent through the Holy See's charitable organisation Cor Unum, while Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone will travel to Peru next week to bring a personal message of support from the Pope to all those suffering the effects of this tragedy. The announcement came one day after Pope Benedict himself prayed for the victims of the earthquake while greeting pilgrims and visitors during the recitation of the Sunday Angelus at his summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, south of Rome, where he's been staying for the past 3 weeks. My colleague Emma McCarthy takes a closer look at what the Pope had to say.
Pope Benedict XVI announced that he is sending a special envoy to Peru, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone.
In questi giorni, il nostro pensiero e la nostra preghiera sono costantemente rivolti alla popolazione di Peru.
In comments following the Sunday Angelus, the Holy Father said that the prayers of the entire church were with the population of Peru, hit by a devastating magnitude 8 earthquake earlier this week.
Per I numerosi defunti,
from the courtyard of the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, the Pope invoked the peace of our Lord on the numerous victims and countless injured, and then told the thousands left homeless and in miserable conditions by the disaster that the church is with them, both spiritually and materially.
La Chiesa è con voi.
My Secretary of State, he said, who has long expressed his desire to visit Peru, will leave for South America within the next few days to be a witness of my solidarity and the concrete aid of the Holy See. On Sunday, Cardinal Bertone was in the Italian summer resort of Rimini on the peninsula's Adriatic coast to celebrate Mass opening the 28th edition of the Rimini meeting for friendship among peoples. Speaking after the Angelus, Pope Benedict sent his greetings to participants in the week-long event, this year centred on the theme of truth as our common destiny.
Stamani si è aperto a Rimini il meeting per amicizia tra I popoli.
The Holy Father said he would pray that the meeting be an occasion for reflection and the healthy exchange of ideas and opinion, so that mankind's primary vocation be realised, the search for truth, and therefore the search for God.
Impegnarsi senza compromessi per la verità.
Truth was also the central theme of Pope Benedict XVI's reflections on this Sunday's liturgy. The Holy Father said that those who intend to follow Christ and to commit themselves without compromise to his truth need to realize that they will meet with opposition and will become, despite their best efforts, a sign of division between people, even at times within their own families. Christ, he said, came among us to bring peace, but his peace is not synonymous with an absence of conflict. On the contrary, Christ's peace is the result of a constant battle against evil. Thus, Christians are called to be instruments of God's love and peace, not an inconsistent and apparent peace, but a peace that is real and that is pursued with courage and determination each and every day, so that good prevails over evil.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Finally, Pope Benedict invoked the blessings of the Virgin Mary upon the pilgrims present beneath his window and on all those watching and listening across the world.
Upon all of you, I invoke Christ's blessings of joy and peace.
And my thanks to Emma McCarthy for that report on Pope Benedict's Angelus address. As you heard there, Cardinal Bertone, the Vatican Secretary of State, will be travelling to Peru next week. It's a trip he had planned some time ago to mark the opening of the National Eucharistic Congress, which takes place in the city of Chimbote from the 25th to the 30th of August. But speaking to Vatican Radio on Sunday, the Cardinal said he will be modifying his travel plans to convey a personal message of solidarity and support from Pope Benedict to earthquake survivors and to all those affected by this natural disaster.
La vicinanza spirituale, la solidarietà, anche la carità del Papa e della Chiesa per queste popolazioni colpite e portare anche il senso di amicizia anche tra due popoli, il popolo italiano e il popolo peruviano.
Cardinal Bertone said it's essential that international organizations and the local churches continue to mobilize all their efforts to bring emergency aid as well as long-term reconstruction and support to those devastated communities.
Dei segnali di solidarietà e di sostegno.
In Peru, meanwhile, rescuers have given up hope of finding any more survivors from Wednesday's earthquake, while the country's president has pledged to rebuild the devastated areas. Food, blankets, medicines and other essential supplies continue to be flown in to help survivors, especially in the more remote mountain areas away from the coast. Alfonso Rivero is Peru's ambassador to the Holy See, and he says those affected by this earthquake will find great comfort in the Pope's words and gestures of solidarity with the victims.
For us Peruvians, the message yesterday by the Holy Father had brought to us comfort in these hours of the problems, because of the magnitude of the tragedy that afflicted my country. We hope that the cooperation of around the world will bring to Peru help we need in these circumstances, and we hope that many countries will come to Peru in aid to our brothers who unfortunately lost everything they have.
Alfonso Rivero there, Peru's ambassador to the Holy See. Catholic organizations and lay volunteers are in the front line in responding to the needs of Peru's earthquake victims. Walter Blake is Deputy Director for Solidarity and Justice with the Latin American Office of Catholic Relief Services, or CRS. He told Ema McCarthy more about the physical and spiritual support the organization is trying to provide right now.
As you know, we're part of the Caritas family. And so we have a team presently in the field, in the place where the earthquake struck in Ica, Pisco, Chincha. And they've been doing an assessment together with the local church, with the bishop and his priests in this affected diocese. There's two dioceses that have been most affected, the Diocese of Ica and the Diocese of Cañete, which is in a part at the end of the department of Lima. And in this immediate stage, it's as you can imagine, as happens in most emergencies, it's basically getting basic supplies to the people. And so that means water, food, basic hygiene materials, and blankets, because Peru is a desert in general, and this is these areas are in valleys that cross the desert, of course, but at night, even though it's tremendously warm during the day, it's cold at night, and because of the number of people that are still, of course, without even temporary shelter. And what we're doing at the national level, we're coordinating every day with the national Caritas to try to figure out, you know, what is the best approach and how to organize ourselves to respond.
Now, the bishops right across South America have issued an ordinance this week, that all funds collected in parishes and dioceses across Latin America will be channeled into support for Peru, for the Peruvian people. But only today we've seen that the president, Alan Garcia, has said that he will deploy soldiers to try and bring about an orderly distribution of aid. There seems to be some sort of problem in the distribution of aid on the ground. Do you have any information regarding why there is this problem?
Okay, it's something, you know, that's understandable in the sense that altogether there's 200,000 people that have been affected. 100,000, you know, have lost their homes completely, but another 100,000 have lost part of their homes or part of their homes have been destroyed. And the traffic to the zone, the major highway, the Pan-American Highway that gets to the zone, was closed, and so resources that would go generally to markets and to other places, of course, weren't getting to the zone. It's, you know, understandable in the first days after a major earthquake or disaster such as this that there's certain problems in distribution. what the government has been doing is airlifting things to Pisco. There's an Air Force base there, and that was the zone most affected. You know, fortunately, the airstrip wasn't affected. So there are problems, but, you know, the government is trying to work through that, and I was in a meeting yesterday with the director of Caritas Peru and Bishop Miguel Irizar, the president of Caritas Peru, and that idea of really how to ensure coordination with the government so that the relief efforts aren't duplicated and at the same time that the distribution continues to improve.
Church organizations, the work of lay Catholics really are at the forefront of emergency relief services. CRS mm-hmm. is a worldwide organization, very much present in South America. Any of our listeners wanting to help or contribute to the relief efforts of CRS, how do they go about doing this?
Just go to the CRS webpage, crs.org, and it'll explain where to mail donations to. You know, the church is present in the two dioceses that have been especially hit. There's two more dioceses, one Cabalica and Cardavalí, that have been marginally affected. But, in the case of Ica, the diocese most affected, the bishop and you know, the priests are present, are doing, you know, being with the people, taking care of both, you know, spiritual needs in the sense of a moment of great pain and sorrow, that the church, that's one of our fundamental ways of responding. But at the same time, realizing that the people also are hungry, the people are without food, shelter, and that there is this also mandate to act and reply, respond as quickly as possible.
Walter Blake there from the Latin American Office of Catholic Relief Services.